This is Fatima.
And this is Lizelle.
And this is Jerry. And we are the Sisters.
We really are sisters. And we're usually friends.
Most of the time.
Yeah, definitely. Most of the time.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
I'm here.
I think we're all here. Perfect. Should we all introduce ourselves again, just in case?
This is Jerry.
And this is Lizelle.
And I'm Fatima.
What's so funny, Fatima?
I'm just dying. It's just
why?
Because it's What's just so, funny.
What was so funny?
I don't do well when it comes to scripts.
We
should have included her on the you call a really bad time. You call when we're not home.
Yeah, see, Jerry and I are old hats at recording and being hams. Do you remember our back in the days when you could record on a what do you call those things? What do you call it?
When you
an answering machine.
On the phone, an answering machine.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, now it's all voicemail, but we had a real answering machine with a cassette tape.
Oh my God. You're dating yourself. No,
well, we're children of the 80s, right? Hence the Wham song. And we actually, Jerry, you wanna sing it?
You've called at a very bad time.
You called when we're not home, and you—that's what it. You called when we're not home. Oh, you called when we're not home, and you wasted your time.
We really want to hear
what you have to say. So speak loud and clear.
If you leave your
name and number two, we will call back.
We will get back to you.
Okay. Something. Get ready for the beep. Do you remember? I'm sure it's somewhere in Mom's house, that recording. I hope not. So we already had an informal first episode, Jerry. Can you
without me?
Without you, because you were supposed to be ready at 11:15 your time. What happened? Would you like to explain it to us?
I was on the tram.
But you knew we were doing a podcast, right?
I know, but we had also, I forgot. Actually, I remembered it when we were going up the hill. And I was like, oh, shoot. We have our podcast at 11. By that time, there was no more frequency or very little.
So why did you accept the meeting notice?
That was a week ago.
No, she sent another one.
I sent an invite notice and you accepted it.
I did? Is it on email?
No, she didn't accept it. Hers was red. Ours were green. But no, nonetheless.
But Jerry, you accepted something a week ago and then you just decide, I'd rather go on a tram. Who does that? Okay?
Jerry?
Seriously, did you know you were going somewhere this weekend?
No, it was completely. Actually, we had made the reservations just on Friday.
So why didn't you tell us Friday?
Completely late notice, huh? Because I didn't know I was going on a tram at 11 o'clock.
No, but you knew you were going away, right?
But you texted this morning. Can we make it 11:15?
Oh, I did. Good night.
Duh.
Yes, we have evidence.
Oh, okay.
Oh my god.
I see.
Well, I probably could have if I hadn't not had connection.
No, you couldn't have, because we were able to hear everybody.
But then you're saying that there's a lot of background noise.
There was.
It was horrible. It was like you were doing an episode on Cheers.
I'm sorry.
Four. before. Remember our last talk, Fatima, about being authentic, that you say what you mean, or you're blunt, and I'm not blunt. I'm trying to be blunt.
Okay, four.
You're I apologize for not making it on time. It was my fault.
Wow.
Wait.
Okay, wait, we have that in recording, Fatima.
That was painful.
Hence the talk therapy.
That was painful. That was funny.
Yeah. So I think we've never had therapy, the three of us, in a group setting, right?
No. Oh. Can you imagine?
No.
I'm imagining it right now.
That would be like a 2-hour session.
Think?
No, I don't think so, because Jerry would just not be saying anything the whole time. Sel will be saying a lot the whole time, and I'd just be kind of like, la la.
That's not true. No. Why do you say I'd be talking the most?
No, only, that's not what I meant. I meant you're very verbal.
This is true.
Yeah. Which is fine. Just like it's fine that Jerry would just be doing something
in a nonverbal.
Yes.
She'd be knitting. I mean, but we've all been in therapy, right? Jerry, have you been through like one or two?
Just two.
Okay, we'll leave it at that.
they gave her money back.
Okay, well, we're all from California, and I think being in therapy is kind of like part of our curriculum, right? No? It's a very LA thing, don't you think?
Okay, so should we sort of introduce ourselves, like our status, or, you know, like I'm married, I'm this, I'm that?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do it in birth order, shall we? Fatima, can you handle it?
Damn. Okay, all right. I'm Fatima. Do I need to say my age?
You could do whatever you want. Right. Be authentic, be natural, be blunt.
All right. I am Fatima. I am Sagittarius. I am, how old am I? I'm 51. And I've been married to Ron for almost 30 years. I don't have children. I have a dog named Nina.
Oh, Nina.
Yes. And that's pretty much it. Oh, I stay at home. I don't work. I don't have a career. I stay at home.
Okay.
Next.
Jerry, do you want to go next or should I go?
My life is not that interesting.
Okay, so we'll wait for you later. You're the third anyway.
I've always been last.
Oh, exactly. Okay, ready? For many reasons. Okay, ready? Ready? Okay. I'm Lizelle. I'm obviously the verbal one. I'm a Virgo. I am 38. No, I'm 49, but I feel 62. No, I'm in the East Coast, whereas my sisters are still in the West Coast. I am currently, I do have a career that's in hiatus right now. I went to law school. I'm in the legal field doing contracts. And I'm in between companies right now. I'm taking a meditation hiatus. And that's about it. Oh, I have no kids, but I have a cat who I had lost last year who I love, named Mr. Heckles. Mr. Okay, Heckles was my heart. Hello?
I have to put Carolina's bathing suit on. Just a second. Hold on.
What? What did she say?
It's called buying time.
No, it's not. It's not on right.
What is she doing?
She's helping Cookie. She's helping Cookie with her bathing suit.
Can you mute?
Okay, really? Well.
So, Fatima, tell us more about yourself.
Well, people are going to ask, how come you don't have children? Well, I don't have kids because I had uterine cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I was really young. I think I don't remember how old I was.
It happened when you, let's see, it happened in 1997 or 98. And I knew that because I had already moved out to Connecticut.
It was in 98. So okay. I had a total hysterectomy. And as far as adoption is concerned, you think about it. It was a scary thought, and we kept putting it off. And then Jerry had her kids, and they became kind of like a surrogate children. And honestly, that was enough. So.
And you had mom.
Yeah, and I had my sisters. So yeah, I had a lot of responsibility.
You know, I think we should really go through etiquette, podcasting etiquette with Jerry. Don't you think?
Really?
Because that's like gonna work. we can give her every movement.
Yeah.
Does she not listen to podcasts?
What did I say? We need to put her in a straitjacket in her room.
Goodbye.
Don't you think,
okay,
like,
I'm here.
Jerry. We have no issues with you multitasking, and I do say we.
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you fine.
Okay, this is Jerry.
But when you're not going to be speaking, can you mute so we don't hear your urination?
Should I talk now?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this is Jerry. I think I mentioned that already. I'm 48 years old. I'm the youngest of the Sisters. I think we kind of established that. There's a lot of talking over here. And I'm on my second marriage. I have 3 children. I have a 20-year-old, a 17-year-old, and a 12-year-old.
What do you do?
I am a nurse, an RN, and I've been an RN for 20 years and currently working full-time. I'm currently in Palm Springs, and Carolina is trying to get in the pool right now so I can watch her. Is there a lot of noise in the background?
Is there, Fatima?
Yes.
I'll be going in the room soon.
Okay.
So give me a moment.
I thought you were ready. Did she not say she was ready?
Some people are so loud.
Yes, they are.
Why do I talk so loud?
Because nobody knows you're on a podcast.
they're minding their own business.
They did not receive the memo, but you did. And you accepted.
Aries!
Did she not say she was ready?
Fatima, did you know that Mariah Carey is also an Aries?
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, Diva.
Mariah Carey.
Diva.
Exactly. That's my point. Who else? Let's think of other.
Why is she having a conversation? Hello? Yeah.
This is what I'm saying
to
you.
Did she not say?
Did we not just say podcast etiquette?
Who is the one who said, I'm ready? Okay. Who's the one who said that?
Who's the one that's like 5 hours late?
Who's the one who said 11:15? Who's the one who said, I'm ready?
Some supplies.
Oh my God. Seriously.
Jerry.
Okay.
Seriously?
So, okay, I'm here.
Really? Because you.
I like the straitjacket idea, Fatima.
There's some people who can multitask well, and there's people who multitask unwell, and Jerry is the latter.
Well, there's people who should not be multitasking.
It depends on the situation when I have to watch a 12-year-old in the pool.
Well, but then you should have just told us that.
You said you were ready.
I was, but then he had to go get towels, so I had to watch her.
So you weren't ready. Or you should have said, I'm doing this.
I was ready.
Do you want to hang up now? We can end this and start when you're ready again.
No, give me like
no
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay, put it on friggin' mute so we're not hearing all of Prom Springs on our first podcast.
There is no mute button on this thing.
Okay. All right. So, anyways.
Keep talking.
We really are friends most of the time.
I think this should be the sister.
I think it's quite telling that we really are sisters and we're kind of friends most of the time.
We all have completely different personalities, but yet we get along.
Really?
Really?
We do.
Really? Really?
At least I think we do.
Estelle says, really?
Oh, wait, I get along with my sisters. I don't care about my sisters getting along with me.
Oh my God. So who has been to therapy and who needs to go to therapy?
That was funny. That was funny, Estelle. High five, high five.
Maybe all I right. do.
So we were talking about Uncle Fred in the last episode. Do you have any thoughts on Uncle Fred?
He's passed away.
Wow.
Just harsh.
It's so blunt.
Oh, and I'm the blunt one.
Jerry, did you know that Uncle Fred was an Aries?
No, I think he was born in May.
No, he was an Aries.
I thought you were going to be someplace quiet.
Yeah, I'm moving right now. He just got here.
Did she not? Did it not sound
okay,
like
I'm gonna go in the room? Okay.
Did she not say a minute?
That's okay. What I thought, but you know, okay. you know.
A minute, 11:15. I'm ready. I'm holding you to that.
It's like eight o'clock after 8 o'clock in the East Coast. We were supposed to get started.
Boy, you guys
6 hours
lot,
ago.
You?
What?
That's because you have nothing to complain about, Jerry.
What did she say? What did she say?
She says we complain a lot. That's because she has nothing to complain about.
That's because we've been in therapy.
That's because we've been trying to do this since this morning.
That's because someone has sent us to therapy.
Yeah. And that's because somebody woke us up saying, can we do this at 11:15?
Okay.
Did she just shut the door on us?
I'm here. I'm back.
Jerry.
I'm watching Jaws right now. Yeah, about Uncle Fred.
No, about your behavior.
Or lack thereof.
Misbehavior.
What's up? Are you always going to be like this when we podcast?
Like
honestly.
What?
Like
well,
this.
I have
tell
a
us
busy
now.
Schedule sometimes.
Well, we all do.
Yeah, Jerry.
Really, we
Jerry,
do.
When we set up a time, Jerry, when we set up a time, you need to make sure you need to go into a room with a sign that says, what is it? Live? Recording. So that nobody is allowed. You need to send ground rules. No one is allowed to talk to you while you're in part of
recording. I have a different angle of approach with her. Mm. You know how when we make plans with mom, And it drives you crazy, Jerry, when she's like, oh, I'm inviting this person and I'm going to bring this person. And, oh, I'm going to be 3 hours late. Oh, wait, maybe it's like 2 hours later. You know how she's all over the place?
Well, now I understand why.
No, you know how it irritates you?
Yes.
Okay, that's how Fatima and I are feeling right now. And we need an apology again. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. Like, are we doing the podcast or are we not?
We are right now.
No, but are we in the future?
Well,
this could be our first. This could be our first and last
on.
Podcast.
You know, she had her bathing suit on completely upside down.
We get it, Jerry.
Jerry,
we understand. The problem is when you commit to something.
Okay, I get it. You don't have to repeat yourself.
You could have honestly, it's Sunday, right? You could have just said, you know what? I'm in Palm Springs. probably not going to be able to join. You guys go ahead, or can we do it next week? How simple would that have been?
I think I would have been criticized either way.
No, you wouldn't have been.
That's not true.
Okay. You would not have been. We would have probably was like snickered and go, oh my God. But then it would have been over. It wouldn't have been 20 minutes of us haranguing you.
Okay, I'm here now.
Well, now we don't want to talk to you because we're mad.
Now we're over it.
We're over it now. All right. So what are you doing in Palm Springs?
Nothing. It's for Carolina's birthday. She turned 12, remember?
No, I remember. What are you, digging it in? We had a podcast today, remember?
You know, 11:15, remember? Your text. Remember? I'm ready, remember?
I give up.
Deep breaths, everybody. Have you guys been meditating at all? Is anybody meditating? No?
I do a different meditating. I meditate in the midst of crisis.
Yeah. I mean, that's supposed to be really good. Like, you try and meditate, like, throughout the day and catch yourself. Mm-hmm. But do you just do the breathing? Do you use an app or what do you do?
No, I don't. Because you have to remember, I'm alone all the time. Pretty much. So meditating for me comes in handy in the midst of crisis. Like in the midst of crisis, I go in inward kind of thing.
But what do you do to meditate? Do you do visualization? Do you breathe?
I breathe.
Okay. So it's like a deep breathing focus.
Yeah.
Which is what meditation really is.
Yeah. Quiet, deep breath. Like it could even last just like 30 seconds. But I do. I have to.
And you don't use like, you don't practice it daily or you don't use an app or anything like that?
No, I haven't gotten, I mean, I've tried that, but then I get bored.
Well, that's true. There's the one I use, which is called Headspace, but there's also one called 10% Happier by Dan Harris, which is also really good. Mm-hmm. All of them are like paid, I think. I know.
I don't want to have to do that.
There are some one that are very informal that you don't have to pay for, that you kind of just listen, guided, unguided. Yeah. Jerry, do you meditate?
I do. Actually, I just want to be left alone. So I'll go in a quiet room and just be left alone and watch my shows. That's how I calm down.
Okay. So, but that's relaxing. Meditation is not really relaxing, right? There's meditation can be relaxing, but I meant like formal meditation. Anybody else?
I think that meditation, just like therapy, is not for everyone. They have a
I agree. I absolutely agree with you. Actually, I do agree with you.
Yeah, there's just a different way of quieting the mind, and that's how she quiets her mind.
I took a class on death and dying, and we were doing meditations in all forms. There's like a tree, and the one time I had to perform a meditation and I had to actually physically record myself, I fell asleep.
Were you laying down?
No, I was actually. You're not supposed to lay down. You're supposed to.
No, you're not. You're supposed to sit up.
There's a position. Have your legs dangle on the.
You're supposed to be in the sitting position.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you fell asleep.
And I fell asleep. Told my instructor that I fell asleep. She goes, "Oh, that's so wonderful."
I think that there's a space in between that you kind of don't like to tap into in general. That's like that's your personality. You're either on or off. And I think the lull time. Lulls, like you can't be your personality just does not tap into that space. You're either on or off.
You're talking about in general or Geraldine?
In general, Jerry. I'm talking about Jerry. Jerry in general is that's her personality type. Like for my perception of why she fell asleep is that she's either on or off, and that lull time is an uncomfortable space for her. So that's why she fell asleep. You know what I mean?
It's difficult. What felt really good?
The sleeping?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember what type of medication. Medication. I didn't take medication.
What type of medication?
Well, meditation sometimes can be a form of medication, but it not in the drug form. I mean, it's medicinal, I think. Just like food is, you know, like depending on people can be allergic to meditation too, I guess.
Jerry, I just have to say, because I'm looking at the screen, you need to change that photo.
Oh my God.
I'm kind of like, that's like a headspace.
What is her photo?
Do you not see it on the page?
Are you wearing like Princess Leia ears?
Look at the photo. You don't see the photo?
I see my photo.
It looks like you. Your hair is cut. It's like Heckles' photo.
My cat, Mr. Heckles. I miss Mr. Heckles so much. Okay, go ahead. Okay, I will just say this about meditation, and then we'll move on. What I've noticed, because I had dinner with my friend Rose last Friday, and Rose and I have been friends since I moved to Connecticut. So she's one of my oldest friends ever here, and she's kind of known me through all different phases. But the one thing that she did remark on, and the one thing I knew before we made plans, was I'm a much more emotional person, even with her. But what I notice in meditation is that I'm more emotional, meaning I actually express it, but I suffer less. Whereas I've always been emotional, but because I try to like hide that, I suffered a lot. Like if I was sad or depressed or anxious. But meditation kind of, like, I don't have a choice. Even if I didn't want to be an emotional person, I don't think I could undo that. That's just who I am at this point. Mm-hmm. And I have to embrace that or suffer. That's kind of, like, what I learned.
So she noticed that there's a difference.
She noticed right away. In fact, when we were in the middle of dinner, she brought up, one of the things she said is that when Mr. Heckles died, that's why I started talking about it. She said, the fact that you called me and that you were crying, she goes, I did not expect that of you. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, you're one of my oldest friends. Why wouldn't you expect that? And she's like, because that's just not who I know you as. So those things were already going on even before, like, I realized it. And slowly I kind of noticed, like, even when I'm texting you guys, or the fact that I'll say goodnight, I love you guys. Like, that comes from meditation. It's not, and that's because I'm allowing myself to basically
vulnerable.
No, it's more that that's really always been my personality. I didn't think it was acceptable to be that way. Because
so you're starting to accept your more authentic side.
Well, okay. I think the way to put it is that, and the way it's kind of told in meditation is, we kind of all throughout our lives are either sleepwalking through life or looking at a mirror, and the mirror is like foggy. Mm-hmm. And when you start to meditate, whether you like it or not, or whether you intend it or not, mm-hmm. that mirror starts to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that was going to happen. And in fact, I didn't intend that to happen. Mm-hmm. I didn't want that to happen. It's probably the scariest thing. Where did Jerry go? She's gone.
She's there. She's just meditating.
No, she dropped off the recording.
Oh, she did. What happened to her?
What a freak. Your sister is a freak.
Oh my God. She completely dropped off.
Yeah, I guess she wasn't on anymore. Remember how you said she was on or off?
I told you.
I guess she's off.
She has that personality. She's either on or off. And on means everything, like in the midst of whatever she's
chaos.
Doing. Yes.
Her life is chaos, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. She invites chaos. It's not that her life is chaotic because...
No, she invites it.
She wants it to be chaotic. Yeah, it doesn't have to be chaotic.
She thrives on that.
Chaos.
That she'd have to feel. I'm sorry, but
she'd have to talk in a podcast.
Yes.
Which she just totally just dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't even say goodbye.
No, she just dropped. Maybe she in her attempt to change her photo. Oh my God. She pushed the wrong button. And now she doesn't know. Now she doesn't know how to get back on.
Snorted.
Now she doesn't know how to get back on.
Well, yeah, and I don't know how to get her back on either.
I don't either. I because we've already started. See,
you'd have yes, to... we have. And I'm not about to stop since we're at the 30-minute mark. And I'm starving.
It's so funny. Our day has revolved around
waiting for the diva.
Uh-huh.
Fatima, I have to, I confess, this is honestly the first time I realize that she really is a diva.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, no comment. You know, at some point, there's a lot of things that I used to say. I'm not talking about Jerry in general, just in life in general, because like that, I'm kind of sitting back now, realizing that you guys are getting it, or at least you're getting it, and it makes me. It kind of fills my heart. Like there's so many things that I was alone with for a very long time because you guys were not there yet in your life.
Oh, what happened? What happened? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Fatima?
Yes, Jerry
what
is
trying
to...
She's trying to call me, and she's totally interrupted.
It says end and accept. So what am I doing? Should I accept, end and accept? Hello?
Totally cut in. She thought she could just simply call.
Okay, I'm back.
Hello?
Jerry. OMG.
I had to change my profile photo.
I told you.
Her.
What did I say? Sal, did I not say?
She was oh my God.
To change her profile.
OMG.
Because.
What did I say?
I don't want you laughing.
Jerry is so vain. Jerry is so vain. Oh my God. You could not have waited until after the podcast.
Why am I vain? Because you're laughing at me.
Was I not right? Was I not right? So,
because you're like, where did she go? And Fatima was like, I bet she's changing her profile.
Because while we're recording, and I was like, no way. Like, your profile is really bothering me. So I just changed it.
I didn't say that. I said,
but Jerry, these have to be published. Nobody would have looked at it until after.
Oh, I thought we're recording, though.
We are. But nobody's listening to us until we publish it.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't live.
What did I say about Aries people? They go fast, 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 but they don't know where they're going.
No, you asked me to do something, I do it.
I didn't ask you to change it. I said after a conversation, you should really think about changing it. After. Oh my God.
Okay.
Apparently, we were boring you, and that it was more important for you to change your profile.
That's not true. You were laughing at me. You said you have to change your photo.
That was and 20 minutes after we were
talking. Oh my God. Okay. All right. Should I
change? Well, this is good.
Should I continue with my train of thought, or should we?
Yes, you should, because we have about 15 minutes more to go, people. And by the way, this might be a good time to tell people, you can leave us messages, by the way, on the Anchor app. Just, there's a button that says leave a message, and we'll answer your questions. Go
yes,
ahead,
please.
Fatima.
Oh, well, my point was that for a very long time, I was at a very lonely place in my life where I felt like I was kind of since I kind of have been one of those people who have never, I don't know, I'm just one of those people who can like not, I never really saw things through frosted glass, as Sel was saying about meditating. I always saw it clearly. Like there was no, you know, it wasn't foggy or anything. There was no question about my personality to myself.
Or your perception.
Yeah, my perception of myself and I don't know, whatever. My point is that every time I would bring something up, I always felt alone in that thought and in that space because my sisters were not quite there yet or quite understood it yet because they didn't live that kind of life yet or might never.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, So I always felt that way. So now whenever Sel would bring something up, because she's starting, the frost on her mirror is kind of starting to dissipate or have already dissipated, I kind of now feel like she is acknowledging the headspace I was in. And I'm just kind of sitting back a lot of times as she's saying it, as she's finding herself, as things are starting to clear for her, that
you've always known them all along.
Yes. And now I kind of don't feel so alone. And now I kind of feel like that now I'm not so alone. You know what I mean?
But do you also feel justified in some way?
No, not justified. It makes me feel proud and happy, and that what my feelings were not, a lot of times it was dismissed, or that, oh yeah, you're too blunt, or you're too this, or you're too that. I now feel more like that you get it. You finally get it.
Oh, today I get it. I get it, my sister.
Now you understand?
Well, yeah, I guess. But
wouldn't it be better if you don't feel dismissed by most people or everybody else? Versus
no,
well,
see,
you feel dismissed when you drop off the phone call.
No, the problem with that, the problem I had, because I was younger then, was that I needed, and it came off as being blunt. I needed to be understood and heard. And the way that I did that and it came off was that I was shoving it down your throat, or that I was forcing you guys to see my point of view. I didn't know how to make it happen any other way, because that was my world. But now that when I hear Sel saying it, or when she's kind of starting to see a little bit more of kind of like where I was at, I feel, not validated is not the right word, I don't feel so alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you don't feel as isolated.
Yeah, now I kind of feel like I'm just sitting, when I said earlier, I'm just kind of sitting back now, kind of proud of the fact that what I was feeling at the time was, it's like, I guess, okay, let's use that word, validated.
Yeah. That it wasn't just you.
Yeah.
There's safety in numbers. There always has been, which is why I love my sisters. Most of the time.
That should be our logo.
What? Most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
But we already have a logo, Jerry. Or are we waiting for you to provide us with a logo? Huh. That's interesting, Fatima.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, may I ask you something? Hello.
Yeah.
Do you think you're a diva?
A what?
A diva.
Oh, heck no.
Hello.
No, not at all. I mean,
that little that cat diva, that I love.
My interpretation of a diva is somebody who expects everybody to cater to them, and that I do not feel, because I feel like I do quite a bit to participate and to help others.
No, and you know what? I agree. She doesn't expect it, but she gets slighted. I feel like you.
Well, you know, actually, you don't expect it. It's not even that. Expecting it would be like you were aware that people were waiting on you.
Yes,
but we are waiting on you. Not just now. Not just, and I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not. I'm just saying, like, I was telling Fatima before you so were changing your profile that, like, we were joking around at the first part going, I was like, Jerry's an Aries, like, she's Mariah Carey, who's a diva. And it was like a joke. But you're right. She's not really a diva, but you do things. It's because you do things so quickly, but you always, like, you're not.
Because I'm a pleaser. If you ask me to do something, I'm not going to think twice.
Jerry, I did not ask you to do that. That was on you.
I kind of see your point, Jerry. Yeah, she is. She's quick. She's quick. That's what I'm saying. She's quick, but she doesn't know why she's doing it. She's just doing it because,
no,
like,
because I felt like it was bothering her. So it was not, I felt like it was bothering you. I didn't want to be ridiculed.
So which one is it? Wait. Did you change the photo because you didn't want to be ridiculed or because you were trying to please her?
Exposed.
No. Which one? First of all, if your photo bothered me, all I had to do was turn away from the phone.
That's why I asked you, why do you have to look at it? That was what I asked you. You don't have to look at it.
Yeah, Fatima.
You're right.
Oh my gosh, Fatima, you're so blunt.
Yeah, you're right. I don't like your pick right now either, so I'm just gonna turn it around.
Oh, it's okay. You can see most of the mountain and the lake, so you don't really have to see me.
Why did you do that?
What?
Hide part of your face.
It wouldn't let me well, first of all, the whole point was I like fishing and I like the lake and the mountains, and I always have, because I always fished with Lula when I was 10 years old. So
yeah, that's interesting.
I don't know if you guys can remember, but
the high life
of my time back
That is probably like one of the happiest childhood memories.
Fishing,
I think, for me. I don't know about you guys.
Going camping and going to Mammoth. That's always.
I don't remember going to Mammoth, but one of the best.
I think you guys were older then. I was like 16, 15. So you guys were like already 18, 17.
Well, I'm talking about when we would go with Lulu, Lulu in Tagalog means grandfather. And we were really, really close to our grandfather, the three of us, because we didn't have our dad growing up. So he was not just our grandfather. He was basically our surrogate father. He taught us all how to drive. We love you, Lulu, wherever you are. You're probably listening and laughing hysterically. But he would take us to go fishing, remember? Early. And he taught us how to gut fish. But that was in Oxnard.
I learned that from Lula.
See, I don't remember Lula, who's our grandmother. Lula in Tagalog is grandmother.
Which, by the way, is pronounced wrong. We've always pronounced it Lulu and Lula. It's actually pronounced Lolo and Lola.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I guess we have our own language.
Wait a minute. We say Lolo and Lula.
Yeah, we say Lulu and Lula. We say it with a U. It's actually pronounced Lola and Lolo.
Really?
Yeah.
In Tagalog it's pronounced Lolo?
Yes. In fact, that's how people normally. I only learned that the last couple of years when speaking to other Tagalog speaking friends, that they always say Lolo and Lola.
Oh, that's funny. And we say Lulu and Lula.
Yeah, like our other cousins.
I think maybe when we speak to each other, we pronounce it that way.
We do.
No, I've always pronounced it that way.
Yeah, Lulu. Within ourselves.
If I talk to others, I just say my grandparents. My grandma.
Well, yes, Jerry, but I don't go around going my Lolo or my Lulu.
No, I hear other Filipino kids referring to their grandparents.
No, you're right, Fatima. My friend, my friend who's Filipino, Cherry, she says my Lolo.
Yeah, Lolo. It's pronounced.
Oh, that's funny. I never even thought of that.
You know, because it's pronounced L-O-L-O. It's spelled L-O-L-O. It's pronounced Lolo. 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 But if you wanted it to be the way we say it, which is Lulu and Lula, it'd be L-U-L-O. A and L-U-L-U.
Yeah, and I think we pronounce it. See, when I call him Lulu, it's like, it's not calling him Lolo. It's like, that's his name,
yes,
Lulu.
Yeah.
Because that's all I've ever known him as.
Yeah,
he has a real name, Alfredo. Yeah,
that's our given name to him. That's our term of endearment to them.
Lulu has always been Lulu.
Yeah.
And Lula. But that's interesting. So anyway, do you have those memories too, Fatima, of going fishing?
With Lula.
See, how come I don't remember Lula, but I only remember Lulu?
No, Lulu did not do fishing.
Hello, I remember him on the boat waking us up early in the morning. He was mad at us when we would go camping in Oxnard. I remember we were all there. It wasn't just the three of us.
Who is mad at us? That might be Uncle Fred.
No, no.
Because he's always mad at us.
Well, no, maybe you're right. I think Uncle Fred definitely was there because I remember they had the van.
Yeah, Lula was the fisher person in our family.
But Lulu used to take us out on the boat. I remember we had that little boat and we were all trying to get in on it.
What boat?
It was like Auntie Elsa. Yeah, Auntie Belen had a little boat.
But he doesn't drive. That was Auntie Belen's boat.
But we were always on the boat at Lake Casitas.
Yeah, but
okay, is Lake Casitas in Oxnard, Jerry?
Yes.
Okay, so that is the memory that I have.
We go camping.
I just remember Lulu.
At Casitas Lake. There's a camping ground there.
Yes.
And then Auntie Belen would load up the boat on the docking and we would get on there. We'd wake up like at 5 a.m. and
yes.
go there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But I remember for some reason it was only with Lulu and us.
No, Lulu wasn't the fisher. It was Lula.
Oh, I don't remember. Well, no, it was. But see, my memory, that's so funny. My memory, I don't remember Lula in those memories. It's only Lulu. Huh. Fascinating. Okay, so maybe we should kind of wrap it up in the next one. If we have anyone asking us questions, we can include that.
So do you want us to publish this on social media? I only have one social media and I don't know what else. How does that work?
What are you talking about?
How does that work? Oh, for people who are in the podcast, they can listen.
What?
What are
you talking about?
Jerry, it's just by chance, if you want to invite people to listen to the podcast, you can do it after it's published, which is what Cell is going to do. They can it. They can find us. They can find us through the
They can
Apple,
find us just simply. Yeah. But speaking of which, we are publishing on the Anchor platform. But if you have Google Play, if you have any podcast, anything that will play a podcast, and there's a whole bunch of them. Apple's the one that most people will use. You can find us on any of those platforms.
Yeah, but you know what? I did a search earlier under the Seisters, and it does not come up. It comes up under your name, Sal, which is Lizelle Sai.
Under but where?
If
in Anchor or Apple?
In Apple Podcast, if you do a search for the Seisters, well, actually, no, it does come up as the Seisters.
Yeah, you're the one who showed it to me.
Yeah, on the anchor, which not everybody's gonna have access to unless they're members, it doesn't come up under the Seisters. It comes up under Lizelle Sai.
Because I have an account under my own name, but I also have the Seisters.
Okay, that's why.
And that is the one I publish from.
Otherwise, we can be found under the Seisters. And sometimes you actually have to type in the entire The Seisters Talk Therapy.
If you're looking for us on any other platform, including the Anchor, it's Seisters Talk Therapy.
Correct.
There's a other Seister podcast I was surprised to find out. But yeah. Yep. So we do hope you listen, you subscribe, and if you have questions, you're going to have to install the Anchor app, but there's a way to leave messages for us there. And if you have questions, we'll answer them like the last 10 minutes of each podcast. I think we have successfully recorded our very first official podcast now. Yep. Would you guys agree?
Yes. Yes.
And so, if anybody has any suggestions as to like, how
we can come up with a topic next time, like the first, like right now we're talking about fishing, and then the next one we can talk about
or a smoother way of having, so that we don't talk and talk and talk and talk, we actually have a meaning. Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
like
I think by talk,
like we can say talk. Like the first 10 minutes we can talk about this, and the first 10 minutes we talk about this. So then,
when our
10 minutes is up, then someone will say, "So let's talk about this."
Yeah,
right.
We can take that. We can take that offline. But I do want to tell you guys, and anyone else who's using the Anchor app, on Facebook, there is an Anchor community, which I have joined, and they publish their apps, I mean, their podcast there, but it's also good for if you have questions.
Okay.
So, yeah. And we do have a website that we're still in the process of setting up, but we do hope that you guys continue to listen if you find us amusing. We're obviously amusing ourselves. All right.
All right.
All right. Good night, Seisters.
Happy Seisters. Goodbye.
Night.
Bye. Good night. Bye-bye.